the Vox Markets Podcast.
Good morning. It's Monday, the 23rd of January, 2023. And here are the top five most read RNSs on the Vox Markets platform this morning. At five, Canadian Overseas Petroleum. Coppel announces Frontier One oil at Coal Creek. The 11-27-35N77W well is currently pumping 125 to 135 barrels of oil per day of fluid through 65 feet of unstimulated perforations with gasified light oil cuts of up to 86% observed late last week. At four, Trufin. Statement re-Sotago. Trufin announces that Sotago is extending its agreement with Sage PLC. The extended agreement adds Sotago services to certain Sage 50 subscription packages in Ireland. This builds on the previously announced agreement to deliver this offering in the UK. Under the agreements, Sage 50 customers will gain access to Sotago's core platform solutions, credit control and risk insights to better manage their debtor book. Trufin is also delighted to announce that Sotago has signed a statement of work to embed Sotago's invoice finance services into Sage 50 in the UK. Sotago will launch its embedded finance solution with Sage during Q1 2023. At three, Hemogenics Pharma. Hemocart T third process qualification run completed. They announced the successful completion of its third process qualification run of the end-to-end process for the manufacture of HemoCart T cells. The process was carried out in the company's current good manufacturing practice compliant clean rooms. At two, Audioboom. Trading update. 2022 revenue of approximately $75.5 million, up 25% on 2021. Annual adjusted EBITDA of approximately $3.6 million, up 16% on 2021, and Q4 2022 revenue of $18.4 million, up 14% on Q3 2022. And at one, the most read RNS on the Vox Markets platforms come from Argo Blockchain. Regain compliance with NASDAQ. Argo Blockchain is pleased to announce that it has received a letter from the Listing Qualifications Department of the NASDAQ Stock Market informing the company that it has regained compliance with NASDAQ Listing Rule 545A1. To regain compliance, the company is required to maintain a minimum closing bid price of $1 for 10 consecutive trading days. This requirement was met on the 13th of January. For more details on any of these RNSs, visit voxmarkets.co.uk.
The Vox Markets Podcast.